are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our locker rooms on the Locker Room app right now. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs, right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, San Antonio Spurs writer. Glad to have you back. Hopefully your day is going well. Hey, full disclosure, this episode is recorded before last night's Spurs Heat game in San Antonio. So keep that in mind as we continue on this episode. So what are we talking about today? Well, I'll be talking about the Spurs-Pistons matchup that will be happening later on tonight. Yes, it's a back-to-back. Going over some keys to a Spurs win, some things about Detroit that bodes well for San Antonio, and much, much more. Also, the play-in tournament. The Spurs seemingly are destined to fall in that tournament play to get into the playoffs. Be talking about the pros, cons, what's the vibe going as the season is starting to wind down. And fines. Couple Spurs got fined for an on-court altercation recently. You know what I'm talking about. Fortunately, though, our guest has enough money to pay for both Rudy Gay and Patty Mills' fine that they've been slapped on them recently. I was going to bring them on right now. Casey Vieira, frequent guest.
They got fined. Spurs. I was going to say, if they got fined $150, not 15. What was it, 15K they got fined?
25? I don't know, 15K, yeah, it was a lot, but okay. You got that just hidden on your couch, under your couch seats, right?
Of course, yeah, of course, yeah. Totally non-suspicious money hiding under my couch.
Right.
Totally reasonable to, and not dirty money.
If you were to have those that kind of money just hidden around there, I would like you to be in those old-timey fashion money bags. Where it's just like a brown burlap sack with a dollar symbol on it, and that's it.
I was going to say, you have to make sure it has the dollar sign on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
in case you're wondering, that is Casey Vieira. Follow him on Twitter, @Casey_Vieira, and check out his YouTube show with his wife, Vieira's and Essays. They give you an inside look at their life as newlyweds in San Antonio and much, much more, and pretty much globally, even Puerto Rico. Yeah, you got to go check it out right now. Casey, the Spurs got the Pistons tonight. It is the second game of a back-to-back. We know how the Spurs do, but they got the Pistons, so that bodes well for them.
Yeah. Theoretically hasn't exactly applied very well in the favor of the Spurs over the past few months. But, hey, you know, on paper, that's all we have to go by right now. You have the worst team in the Eastern Conference, a rebuilding team. Albeit, it's got some nice rookies. Isaiah Stewart's been pretty good. Sadiq Bey, he's been pretty good. Killian Hayes been banged up, but a lot of high expectations for him. But largely, it's a rebuilding team. It's a team that has, going into Wednesday night, 18 wins on the season. And if that's not any more of a recipe to go out there and be the favorites to win a basketball game, I don't know what else is. But yeah, it hasn't exactly gone totally to plan with the Spurs team when it comes to that this season, definitely.
Yeah, they go out and lose to a Houston team right after a trade with the Nets for Harden, and, you know, they go lay an egg. They lose badly to the Cavs in San Antonio, but they go on the road and pick up wins against the Suns. You don't know what team you're going to get. And, yeah, on paper, the Spurs should pretty much cruise to a win. Let's look at some of the numbers on the Pistons side. They're bad, and I'm talking really, really bad. If their record doesn't show it, and with this well, heading into tonight's game, the Pistons are 21st in turnovers, so the Spurs got to capitalize on that. They turn the ball over a lot of opportunities for the Spurs to run up the score. They don't make three-point shot that well, which bodes well for San Antonio because we know how they don't defend the three-point shot as well. 21st in three-point made and 22nd in three-point percentage, and they don't score a lot. They're near the bottom, 25th in offense. Casey, if the Spurs drop this, I'm going to be really scratching my head, thinking, like, you go on the road against Phoenix and you beat a team that took you lightly, then you go to Indiana and you beat a team that had pretty much nobody. They were depleted severely, and they get a W. If they lose tonight, I'm just throwing my hands up, Casey.
I don't know why you'd be so surprised, because that's the way things that have gone this year.
I guess it would be mildly surprised. I would be mildly surprised considering how they've been taking care of business of late, going into Indiana and beating them, a team they should beat.
Fair enough. I mean,
you don't have Sabonis. You don't have Turner. Enough. You don't have X amount of players. And, of course, going into Phoenix and you beat a team that, in my opinion, I think they just rested and sat on their laurels. And without what DeMar DeRozan, Pirtle, and Mills. So I'm really a little surprised because I'm thinking like they're kind of catching a little bit of a positive swing right here. Your thoughts, Casey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? I think that's especially considering how lousy it was the past couple of weeks before that, especially what was happening inside the AT&T Center, more specifically, just not being able to win a damn game in their own gym. Yeah, I agree. And it's definitely there's been signs of hope over the past couple of weeks, and it hasn't been total loss and despair as it was at the start of the month on that homestand, and we're seeing positive signs. Derek White's starting to, no pun intended, wake up from his fog a little bit, and he's gotten that three ball work in a little bit. Devin Vassell, oddly enough, kind of relegated back to the bench over that big showing when in that Suns game when everyone rested. But yeah, not all is lost here. And the fact that, I know we're going to touch on it in a little bit, the fact that the play-in tournament is there, an opportunity to reach the postseason tournament is there. Now, I don't want to call it a consolation prize, but considering how things have gone this season, you take it for what it is. You know what I mean? You kind of take it for what it is right now.
Absolutely. Just again, to drive home just how bad the Pistons are. They're 28th in field goals made and 27th in field goals attempted. So they didn't even put up shots.
Are you just trying to emphasize how bad they are to make you feel better about yourself?
Yes.
How mediocre the Spurs have been? Is that what you're doing here?
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, Spurs fans, there's a team that actually bad. Much, you know, in a bad off spot than the Spurs are. So be happy. Be happy. Like, you're not the Pistons. Spurs are not the Pistons right now this season. Yeah, for me, simply, it just comes down to one key only. Just, as I said it before, I'll say it again, take care of business. Spurs, you got yourself pretty much on paper an easy win. Should help in that chase for the play-in tournament, which we're going to talk about in just a few seconds. And try to knock out the Pistons early because you need rest. You know, Pop and the team, everybody, you know, took the bullet recently, the money bullet, that is, and we're fine for resting players. Look, don't go down that route. Just, you know, if you can take care of Detroit, you know, maybe by the start of the third period and rest everybody else for the rest of the game and get in Luka and Trey Jones and Vassell, get them some run. I think that'd be great for San Antonio, Casey.
Yeah, I without a doubt. They could use it. They could use one of these games where DeMar only needs to show up for 2.5 quarters of work. They could use one of these games where, as a result, like you said, any of those young guys can get more than 3.5 minutes of garbage time. This would be the team to do it against. We all know, but again, it's kind of going back to what we know. Nothing's been easy recently these days for this Spurs team. But hey, listen, it's a favorable matchup against a team that's struggling, coming off a back-to-back as well, playing in Dallas last night. It's there.
Right.
But with that said, I mean, Detroit is in a rebuild mode. But like I mentioned before, they got some young kids that are figuring it out a little bit. And I'm trying to put some rationalization back in you a little bit instead of totally writing these guys off. But yeah, it's a very favorable matchup tonight in San Antonio. That's for sure for the Spurs.
Hope the Spurs can take care of business and erase a 4-game lose. Well, at least going into the Miami game, it was a 4-game home losing streak. For San Antonio, hopefully by this episode they snap that and don't have to snap that against the Pistons. All right, let's go ahead and talk about the play-in tournament, which it seems to me, Casey, that the Spurs are destined to be a part of that. The Pelicans are really slipping out right now. And the Spurs and the Pelicans actually meet very soon, so that's going to be a very pivotal game for both teams. But you got the Pistons slipping. You got the Steph Curry Warriors, I mean, it's pretty much what it is right now. They're surging.
Mm-hmm. And it looks accurate, like his income.
Yeah, it's going to come down to San Antonio and Golden State, likely. That's how it's going to shake out. But it begs the question, though, a play-in tournament just to have another one and done? Is it even worth it, Casey? Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Whether you're an athlete or someone like me just trying to make it through the day tension-free, Theragun can help. Theragun is a handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combo of depth, speed, and power. And it's quiet as an electric toothbrush. So whether you just want to treat your muscle tension from working out, an injury, or just the stresses of daily life, there's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The Gen 4 Theragun doesn't just feel good, it gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams like Real Madrid and elite athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Maria Sharapova, hundreds of thousands of customers, and me. Right now, you can try Theragun for 30 days starting at only $190. Go to Theragun.com/lockedon right now to get your Gen 4 Theragun today. Theragun.com/lockedon. Theragun.com/lockedon.
I think so. And you talk to those guys to get to this point of the season. I think those guys referring to the coaching staff to get to this point of the season and play those younger guys in largely the most important basketball games that they've played. I think it's definitely worth it because the lottery pick, they're that gray area we always talk about where they're not going to bottom out, and barring some 1% chance, less than 1% chance, they're not in all likelihood going to get a top three draft pick. So they're stuck in that 12, 13, 14 range in all likelihood when the season comes to an end. So might as well take it for what it is. You know they're not going to tank. You know they're not going to mail it in. Might as well see them compete. And hey, you never know. Maybe they'll impress. Maybe they'll get blown out if they end up on the road going to Golden State as that 10 seed. Maybe. I don't know. But I think the idea of it not being a good thing, I am not high on that. I think it very much is a good thing for this team.
You know how the play-in tournament works? Like, what's the most simplistic way to think about it? I know it's pretty much...
The most simplistic way to think about it is you have the 7 through 10 teams. 7 plays 8, 9 plays 10, the better seed hosting. So the winner of the 7-8 game, they get the 7 seed. The winner of the 9-10 game, they play the loser of the 7-8 game for the 8 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
So that pretty much means Mavs, Grizzlies, Warriors, and Spurs as of this recording.
If it started today. Yeah, if it started today, correct.
Those are teams that they'll give each other a run, I think.
Yeah,
I think that playing tournament will actually be fun, Casey.
Right. And keep in mind here too, this is not a best of 7 series.
Mm-mm.
This is a one-off. This is one game. Anything can happen one game. You're going to have lousy teams go up there and they're going to surprise you. They're going to surprise you. It happens. You're going to have the good teams that are underachieving or don't even want to be in that 7-10 game. By Luka Doncic's own admission, doesn't even care for that 7-10 game. I'm sure he wants to be in it from the standpoint of making the playoffs or not. But point being, it's not a best of series. You got to worry about it. In the Spurs case, go out there in all likelihood, do your part, try to win 2 basketball games, albeit probably going to have to do it with some combination of Steph Curry, Ja Morant.
Right.
Who am I forgetting? Oh, Doncic.
And Doncic.
Can't say you didn't earn it, right?
Yeah, and it does. There's no easy road to the playoffs if you're in the play-in tournament, because you mentioned some of the names, Curry, Ja Morant, Luka Doncic. You know, you have those other fringe players, you know, on their roster that, you know, also provide a punch. Dylan Brooks, you know, for Memphis. You know, you got Porzingis, your guy, the old Nick, you know, if he does come around, if he catches, you know, on fire at the right moment, you know, it could be a long night for the Spurs, and then vice versa. Those teams don't want to face the San Antonio team because they got one guy named Greg Popovich who he'll likely scheme for that one and done game. You know, he goes, he'll have something up his sleeve for a one game elimination series if need be. And I think for me, he probably is the biggest X factor for the Spurs if they do end up making it into the play-in tournament is actually Popovich. Your thoughts, Casey?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Mainly because there really aren't a whole lot of other options with that, with that as well. But, yeah, that's going to be the best thing they have going for him. Spurs system, young guys, largely for the most part, have looked, from a chemistry standpoint, have looked pretty good for the most part of the season, at least on the offensive side of the basketball. I think a lot of people, if you come to the criticism of this team, it's the defensive side of things. But I mean, largely for the most part, chemistry-wise, this team has been pretty good. But and when you want to come to defining X factor, what was your terminology? To paraphrase,
like an X factor,
defining
yeah.
X factor. Yeah, yeah. It's Pop. It's Pop, definitely.
Yeah. And you know what? Most of these guys probably would still be in the college level if they didn't declare. You know, Keldon Johnson probably would still be there. Devin Vassell would be there. Maybe they're familiar with that whole, you know, tournament style, you know, that collegiate style, that one and done in any type of tournament. You know, it bode well for a very young Spurs team. And I think it'll get them amped. It'll get them juiced up for that. And here's the thing. You're really going to have to watch how the Spurs are playing leading up to the play-in tournament, because we're seeing it now. Pop is starting to tighten up the rotation a little bit. You saw Devin Vassell play lights out against Phoenix and then 3 minutes and change in the next game against Indiana. You're going to see a lot of that up and down with the rotations as he starts saying, okay, what is this going to look like? What am I going into this play-in tournament with? And let's just face it, he may just go with the vets. And then that's what is likely going to happen. Your Rudy Gays, your Patty Mills, your DeMar DeRozan, because I think in his mind, he may say, you know, these young guys aren't ready for a one and done on the NBA level, Casey.
I would say that's probably accurate, because if they get into, and it looks like they are, I mean, 4 games up on New Orleans behind them with, what do we got, like 15 left to go, 16 left
Something
to go?
Like that, yeah.
So I don't want to say it's a cushion, but it looks like that's, like you said, that's where they're headed. And in Pop's book, that's the playoffs at that point. That's the playoffs. So he's gonna treat that like a playoff game. And if it was an actual playoff game, not this play-in, You know what he's going to do. You know he's going to ride out the vets. You know he's going to go with what he knows. He's going to go with a lot of these guys who have been there before. Sorry, Devin Vassell, you're not going to see the floor. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Lonnie Walker, you might not see the floor. They might. It's going to be a lot of it by committee. And mainly that will be the biggest way that the younger guys get on the floor, that by committee standpoint, because just by default, you're going to have to put some young guys on the floor. But in terms of who actually gets it, it's going to be all matchup-based, all by committee. But at the end of the day, they're not going to be the first two, three, four, five guys off the bench. Those first right. two are going to be Gay and going to be Patty Mills.
Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Hey, look, football may be over, but you got the NBA, your Spurs, the NHL. They're all in full swing. Bet online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. And Bet online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's just simply the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Go to the website right now, betonline.ag. That's betonline.ag. And use your mobile device as well to sign up for today. And guess what? You get yourself a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts, and use promo code LOCKEDON. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com right now to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. You need brake parts, a tail lamp, motor oil, new carpet? So whether it's for your classic or daily driver, rockauto.com has it all. It gets everything you need in few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. And rockauto.com's catalog is unique and easy to navigate. See all the parts, specifications, brands, everything you need, even the prices that you prefer. And those prices are always going to be reliably low at rockauto.com. It's the same for the professionals and yourself, so don't go spending up to twice as much. You want to go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And when you do that, make sure to write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. And if any indication of how exciting these games could be, I mean, look at last season's Orlando bubble. In my opinion, I thought that was the best part of the Orlando bubble was the play-in tournament. You know, when I think the Blazers were in that, and they gave us some good games. It was just really, really fun, and I think it'll be just as fun this year once it gets going.
I agree.
But let me ask you though, if there is a team that is right now in the field 7 through 10. Is there one team that you're looking like, yeah, maybe I would hope the Spurs draw this team? Which team do you think would be the easier, quote-unquote, path to the playoffs? To at least get Dallas. It going, you know, you want Dallas? Why is that?
Dallas. I don't think Dallas is there from a chemistry standpoint. Dallas, to me, doesn't look like a team that is all on the same page. The speculation around them the entire year has been that Luka and Porzingis are not on the same page. Luka and Porzingis just don't click. And I don't have the metrics in front of me, but by all accounts, going through Mavs Twitter and following those beat writers, there's some sort of disconnect there. And whether it be an on-the-floor thing with the two of them more specifically, whether it be a Carlisle thing, with the players that just kind of checked out from Carlisle at this point, the Mavericks look to me like a team that's just not all there. And you, like we just mentioned before, Luka even said, I don't understand why we have this 7-10 game. Rick Carlisle said the same thing. They don't strike me as a group of guys who are all on the same page. And you say, comparatively speaking to the other two teams of the three that the Spurs would want to play. Steph Curry is playing out of his freaking mind right now. Right. It hasn't necessarily always translated to wins and losses, even though they had a good win against Philly the other day. It should have beat Boston a couple nights before that, but Curry is playing out of his mind right now. I want no part of that if I'm the Spurs. But, speaking again to Memphis, I would, again, take Curry, or I would rather take Memphis over Curry. But I think Memphis, they're in a very similar spot with the Spurs because they're trying to get that. They're trying to get that playoff experience too, and they're right there right on the cusp. They're right there, that same situation that the Spurs are in right now, where a playoff berth for Memphis has a different meaning than a playoff berth for the Dallas Mavericks. The Dallas Mavericks find themselves in the 7th spot, the 8th spot potentially, as a result of what many would widely call an underachieving season, correct? Would you not probably agree with that?
Yes, sir.
On the other side of the spectrum, Memphis is in that spot where to reach that 8th seed, that 7th seed, that was probably a goal at the start of the year. You're meeting that goal. So the point that I'm getting at is you're facing a top 5 of the 3 options. You're facing a guy who's playing like a top 5 player on the planet, if not the top scorer in the world right now. You're facing a young, hungry, motivated team, or you're facing a team that's an overall disconnect. It's pretty simple as to which one you want, right?
Yeah. You know, I know you mentioned Dallas, and like, especially they've been even the owner, Cuban, has been vocal about this play-in tournament. But, you know, I still want to avoid Dallas, you know, because you look at their recent matchup ever since Luka came on board, since rookie season to now, he pretty much puts it on San Antonio. I think he averages his second best scoring average against the Spurs since his time in the NBA, something close to 30
points. Well, I mean, let's be real. Yeah. It's not all these teams they're not bums. You know, they're in the playoff conversation for a reason. I mean, if the option, if in door number three, if the Houston Rockets were waiting, you're saying, oh, hey, give me that. But that's not the case. You're going to face a talented team either way.
Right. Yeah. And I think regardless who the Spurs pull, once this playing tournament begins, you know, they cannot see. That's what gives me a little bit of concern, because we've seen them so far this regular season take nights off when they shouldn't. Players have come out and said, we take plays off. I think it was Keldon Johnson openly admitted that. And they can't do that, especially in a one and done series. So that's why you still have these few remaining regular season games to, you know, cross your T's and dot your I's before this tournament goes in. And look, they're obviously gunning for the playoffs. They want to make the playoffs. Financially, you know, it bodes well for them. You know, they get playoff money, et cetera, et cetera. The players probably get some bonuses that kick in their contracts and make the playoffs. So, but at the same time, I see your point. You know, it's even if they don't advance to the playoffs and make it in as either the seventh or the eighth seed, then that, at least that's one or two games right there, Casey, where these players get some sort of vibe, a playoff vibe, as they head into the off season. Hopefully not. You know, especially they continue getting some. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, especially if they end up going to a place like Golden State.
Oh man,
they end up going out to Cali. You're telling me not worth something?
That's worth something right there.
That's worth something. I think that's absolutely worth something. Even if they go out there and they lose by 40 points, you're going into arguably, well, I don't know how much. I'm going to assume it's a playoff atmosphere because Chase Center out there is not necessarily the Oracle. But point being that I'm getting at is you're facing the Golden State Warriors in Cali. There's no harm in going to that game and getting that experience, without a doubt.
Absolutely. All right. Well, there's a quick look, a peek at what is likely going to happen for the Spurs, that play-in tournament as the season winds down. And, you know, we joked about it at the beginning of the show that Mills and Gay were fine. But in case you were living under a rock, everybody, a little fracas, a little dust up happened between the Spurs and Pacers in Indiana. At all, you know, even till today, I don't know how it even started. I mean, either Mills was really yapping at Sampson for the game, and we didn't see it. But from the video, it appears that on a play late in the game, Patty was boxing out Sampson for a rebound, and Sampson took exception to that and shoved him. As the pair go back up the court for the Spurs to get on offense, Sampson decides to let Mills know that he's around, and he just shoves his shoulder right into him, smashes into him, and the two had to be separated. It was your traditional, you know, face-off between NBA players until Rudy Gay jumped in and really escalated it. I still believe if Derek White didn't hold him back, I think it would have been an all-out brawl, because Rudy Gay looked like he was just livid. And the Spurs got fined. Let's take care of Indiana first. So Sampson got fined one game without pay, so he'll serve his punishment soon. Spurs, Gay and Mills, they got fined for their play in all this. Let's go look at exactly how much they got. Yeah, Mills got $25,000 fined for his role, and Gay got $20,000. Are you surprised that Mills and Gay got fined?
Nah. That's kind of par for the course with that.
I'm surprised Mills did.
I was going to say if either of the two, if I had to be surprised either of the two got fined, it was definitely Patty. Because Patty was just kind of there and didn't really do anything.
He's standing his ground.
Yeah, just standing his ground. Unless they found that he did something with what happened of him boxing out, they saw it was him doing something dirty. I didn't particularly see anything, or more so just kind of a formality of it. But Rudy Gay, honestly, Rudy Gay's fine should have been, if Patty was getting 25, Rudy probably should have gotten 50, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was Rudy. A little shock that Patty got the higher of the fine between the two, 5,000 more. And, you know, you get why Sampson was suspended without pay, because he ended up headbutting Mills during their stare off. I think that's what triggered Gay. I think he saw that, because if you look at the film, he's going in just to see what's going on, maybe calm down Gay. but he goes in right when the headbutt happens, and that just set him off. So,
yeah,
but it was crazy. I mean, I really feel that it was right there, that it was going to get worse than what it just appears when you look at the video, because Gay, just like he was just possessed. I mean, he just, and Samson too. I mean, talk about a quick trigger, Casey.
Yeah. Samson's a guy who he's been around for a little while, a guy, a fringe G leaguer, coming into the league. And I think at any point for him, he's just kind of one of these guys who's just has to show what he can to stick, to maintain a consistent role in the league. And if that's going out and getting physical and getting in guys' faces, if that is something that the Indiana coaching staff there catches their eye and they're saying, all right, yeah, well, that was cool. Let's bring him on for another 10-day contract and we'll pick up the phone, see what he's doing next fall. So be it.
I mean, right.
Didn't punch anybody in the face. Patty was okay. Patty's from Australia. You know them. I'm sure he's been hit by much harder of things than a headbutt.
Yeah, I think Australia has some of the most dangerous animals in the world, and that's just daily life for them. From the most venomous spider in the world lives in Australia, to kangaroos that we've seen video that want a fist fight, like boxing style with humans.
Yeah, they're like low-key, like really, really dangerous, like
aggressive
animals.
Yeah, like really aggressive, yeah.
Like you catch even yourself, you catch yourself looking at a kangaroo the wrong way, man, that might be a wrap for you.
Right, yeah. And here's the thing, too. I think they have like these child-sized, toddler-sized bats, like literally the size of a toddler, and it's a bat. Just hanging from houses and trees. So that's a big pass for me there, Casey. So
ew.
I'm pretty sure
really?
Patty Mills had new. Yeah. I'll send you a picture of some of them. I think they're like the size of a child, like a small toddler.
Sounds like a different you world. Gotta,
yeah. It's a, oh geez. Australia's. Yeah. Patty Mills is probably saying I fought
they're
kangaroos
New
bigger than you. Yeah.
Yeah. New Zealand. I mean, New Zealand produced Stephen Adams. So that should tell you enough right there.
And done, right? All right, we're done talking. Yeah. We want to hear from you. What do you think about tonight's Spurs-Pistons game? Did I just jinx them? And I think Casey probably is going to laugh at this. I think I just jinxed them with my
probably.
Pistons are bad, Spurs. You should do it to handle them easily talk.
Yeah.
But do you think the Spurs got the W? I think the Pistons are going to go in and surprise everybody and get a W in San Antonio. What do you think about the play-in tournament and the Spurs' shot and their shot at advancing beyond the tournament and into the playoffs? And are you going to help Casey pay the fines for Mills and Gay? Let us know. Casey, what is going on in your world? We talked about Vieira's and SA. How's that going?
I actually, believe it or not, have something good for you up there tonight.
Oh, hit me with it.
Up on the channel. I have a Spurs-related Vieira's and SA today.
Oh.
I'm trying to reveal how think about
yeah,
how much
don't
I
do that.
Reveal.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? No, I can tell you what it's about. I won't tell you how it went down. Well, I might have told you off pod, if you will. So what we are going to talk about in this newest episode of Vieira's and SA is the first time that I got popped.
That would be interesting. Yeah,
the first time Pop said he, well, I can't reveal that much, but yeah
don't do that.
So we have a Spurs-related episode today. So you're going
to
want
to
check that
out. More reason for everybody to subscribe to Vieira's and SA right now. And, of course, you can check that out on Casey's Twitter, which is @Casey_Vieira. And there you can chat with him about Spurs, sports, even geek stuff. I'm very proud of Casey for coming out of the geek closet recently and letting
it
out.
You had no idea. Yeah.
I had no idea.
You had no idea my background with that.
When you showed me that thing about your dad, that just blew my mind.
Yeah, my dad, by the way, check him out, charlesdavidvieira.com. Great artist. Check him out, especially if you live in the tri-state area. Show him some love. But my father grew up in the 50s and in 60s and he, sorry, Dad, I'm dating you a little bit, but he was big into comic books as a kid, and that's when comics were really on the come up. You know, guys like Jack Kirby. Jack Kirby's his idol. So ever since, I guess, I don't know what age, I think he was about 30 or so, I think he was around my age, when it was probably phasing out of actually collecting comic books, so to speak, he started collecting original pages, the original, you know, the original sketches of some of these pages in these comics. And what turned into a hobby, or one page going up on his wall, turned into a hobby to now something that he shows at art galleries. It's been a minute since he showed that at the art gallery, but yeah, that's a passion project collection of his over the years, and something I grew up around. So yeah, okay. I'm sure that got your direction, that got you very excited, knowing that my knowledge of it.
It did. I was not expecting that. You always struck me as a guy that just wasn't really interested in that world.
No,
but hey,
I grew up in it, man. I grew up in it.
Awesome.
Big part of my youth. I do like it too.
So then I'm going to assume that you're excited for the announcement that Secret Wars is coming, or Secret Invasion, excuse me.
I did not know that.
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
I'm not as emotionally indebted as you are, but...
Oh, okay.
You know, I like it. Yeah, I mean, you're full-on emotionally indebted to this stuff.
Yeah.
I you know, I'm not as much.
I'm the Russian judge when it comes to this stuff, because
I was no, I'm definitely not at your level. I mean, I have a pretty good history of it, but in terms of modern day Marvel and DC, I'm probably not the guy, but I certainly have an appreciation for it.
And what's the link to your dad's work again?
Charles David Vieira, all one word. CharlesDavidVieira.com.
There you go. Make sure to check that out right now. Do Casey a solid by visiting his dad's website right now. Yep. Make sure to subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast, whether it be the new Odyssey app, Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify. We got you covered for all your Spurs action, whether it be wins, losses, or as the play-in tournament draws near. And while I have your ear, look, the NFL draft is right around the corner. It's that time of the year. And the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL draft live. Yes, live. You get insight analysis from the local Locked On experts and Draft Network's national experts. It's going to be a great time. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page right now. Watch live. Yes, live. I don 't know how these guys are going to do it, Casey. 3-day coverage of the NFL draft from April 29th through April 1st. They're going to be live for those 3 days. It's going to be good luck, Locked On NFL and Draft Network. But hey, yeah, have fun with that. But go check it out right now. Again, it's on their YouTube page, Locked On NFL. So for Casey Vieira, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.